It's a NewsBuzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. And finally, Iowa Public Radio's new book podcast, Lit City, is wrapping up its first season next week. And joining me now, one of its co-hosts, IPR's Charity Nebbe. She's been working on the show with co-host Anna Williams. Hi, Charity.
Hello, Ben.
For those who haven't heard or perhaps haven't downloaded, tell us, what is Lit City all about?
Well, we are revisiting some of the author interviews that I've done on Talk of Iowa, really over the last year. And we are not just putting those interviews into the podcast, but we are also kind of exploring some subjects around them. And Lit City, of course, then the name of the podcast gives you a little bit of insight into what we're doing, because the city of literature, of course, is Iowa City. So we're also exploring the community. We're exploring the history of literature in Iowa City. We've been talking to readers. We've been up to Prairie Lights Bookstore. And we're also talking about some of the really interesting history of the Iowa Writers Workshop on different episodes as well. In fact, why don't we listen to just a little bit from one of the— this is from episode 8, which we called Sanctuaries and Shadow Selves. And to start off the episode, we met up at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Iowa City with Lauren Haldeman. And she's a poet and a web developer. She's been working on the City of Lit mobile app. And we met up at this church because when great Southern writer Flannery O'Connor was at the workshop at the University of Iowa living in Iowa City, she said that the church was the one place she really felt at home. So let's listen.
So she was part of the program for, I believe, 2 years, maybe 3 years. She lived at the Courier House, which is was a house, which is now where Courier Hall is. And she did not enjoy it there. She did not like her roommates. They played loud music. There's a story of that Flannery would shut herself in her room with a single bulb hanging from the ceiling to write. And she would come here to St. Mary's almost every day to find sort of a space that felt like home and that felt like a sanctuary to her. And she, you know, she would say that all the other writers went to places like Airliner, at the time was, I guess, the writer bar, and she did not feel comfortable there. And so this was sort of her haven as she worked and wrote in our city.
That's really interesting, Charity. So it's really an interesting mix of the story behind the literature that the world has come to love. A lot of it connected with the city of literature as declared by UNESCO, Iowa City, and also sort of the geography, the cityscape that contributed to these writers' lives.
Absolutely. So, yeah, Anna is a PhD student in
your
English
co-host,
literature.
Yeah.
Yes. And so she brings a lot to the podcast as well with just her insight into literature. So we kind of talk with each other about some of the connections we can draw from the different stories we hear along with the conversations with authors. But we've also been out and about traveling around the town. On the latest episode, we hang out on the steps of the Foxhead, which is also considered to be the writer's bar in Iowa City. We did the literary walk downtown and read some of the author quotes. And we've been talking to just people on the street, and it's been a lot of fun. I've learned a lot, which is
even
it's
you,
fun. Even me.
No, I say that. I don't say that facetiously. I say that because I know you have been a longtime bookworm going way back to your childhood, and you have read so many books. And you're— what surprised you, for instance?
Well, I've lived in Iowa City now for 6 years, and there's that wonderful literary walk on Iowa Avenue with all the quotes from different authors. And it was really fun, although I've walked down that street and I've looked at some of the quotes. It was fun to really focus in a new way. And there were some names that I thought, you know, I've walked over this quote how many times, and I don't know who that is. And so then I'd come back and I'd look it up and I'd be like, oh, well, Herbert Quick. Okay. A long forgotten novelist from Iowa, but a really fun connection, fun to sink my teeth into. And it's been fun to go back and revisit some of these author interviews as well. In the most recent episode, it's my interview with Michelle Hoover about her novel Bottomland, which is about German immigrants living in the Midwest during World War I. And it was really fun to go back there on the 100th anniversary of the day we entered World War I.
Charity Nebbe, tell us how people can find the podcast, Lit City.
Go to our website, iowapublicradio.org. There's a whole landing page for Lit City that you can look at every single episode. We're also on iTunes and Google Play, anywhere you download podcasts.
Okay, thank you very much, Charity Nebbe, along with Anna Williams, co-host of Lit City, Iowa Public Radio's new book podcast. Well, let's go out with a little music here. Jordan Mayland and the Thermal Detonators will be on my IPR event later this afternoon. It's an event at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, free and open to the public. A Des Moines artist, Jordan Mayland and the Thermal Detonators. Why wouldn't you want to come see a band with that name? Let's listen to a little bit of that on the this on the way out. This is one of their original tunes on their new album called This Mess. It's a tune called You're All I'm Thinking Of. So you can see Jordan Mayland and the Thermal Detonators performing live this afternoon at 2 o'clock if you're in the Iowa City area at the Java House downtown in Iowa City. It will be broadcast later as part of my program, Iowa Public Radio's Java Blend. This program, River to River, is produced by Lindsay Moon and Emily Woodbury with help from Chelsea Hoy. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. I'm Ben Kiefer. Have a wonderful weekend.